Today, Passion Sunday, in the start of Passion Tide, leading up to Holy Week, which begins next week with Palm Sunday, of course. I want to point out a reality, and that is that we are not a well people. We are a sick people. Now, of course, as I hear coughing and sneezing, and as many of you have been in bed with the flu in the past week or two or three, and as we have others who are not here today because of the flu, yeah, we can say that, yeah, we are not a well and healthy people. But on this Passion Sunday, I'm not talking about our physical health. I think it's actually a good thing to be reminded that we are a people who are suffering spiritually. We are a people who are spiritually sick and weak, anemic. And I'm not talking about just people in general. I'm talking about us here. Us who are part of this mission, this congregation of St. John the Baptist. And I say this really with some sense of reproof. I say this somewhat in taking off the kid gloves. I had a mentor who once said, Father John Wargle, who said that everyone needs a brain to pick, a shoulder to cry on, and somebody to give them a swift kick in the pants. And today, I think, is that swift kick in the pants. We occasionally need to be coddled. We occasionally need to have that shoulder to cry on. But yes, sometimes we need that swift kick in the backside. As we consider the life of our mission here, I want us to be reminded, some of you have not been here long. We even have some visitors here today, and I'm not speaking in any particularities. I don't want anybody to think that I'm pointing to you, but this is a general picture of our health. This is a general picture of our condition, and I don't want people to be justified or to feel that they have to be justified or vindicated, but rather to just, if the shoe fits, then put it on. Throughout our course of trying to build this mission, many of us were excited to become Orthodox. We had been on a journey of faith. Some of us had progressed through a number of jurisdictions or denominations, had considered a number of churches, and we were excited to find the Church of Christ and the Apostles. And yet, throughout the life of our church, even as we've had success in bringing others into the faith, we can look around and there's signs and indications that, to some extent, that while we may have had the fire in our belly, there's a sense in which there has been a malaise that has set in. There's been, to some degree, apathy that has creeped in. It is just kind of going through the motions, punching the card, and not really being excited about where we've been called to be. The Church of Christ and the Apostles. We can look on any given Sunday and see the numbers of people who aren't here. Maybe for good reason, maybe for not. We provide opportunity for ministry outside of Sunday morning. to be the church, to come together. Because one of the things I think that we forget is that the church is not just about the mysteries. It's not just about the doctrine and dogma of the church, but the visible body of Christ is you and me, each of us. And when there is one who has strayed, when there is one who is not here, when there is one who is suffering, then we all suffer. And yet we can come and go and live at a very superficial level, even within our mission. Not really entering into the lives of others. Not making any real firm commitment. Yeah, I'll be there on Sunday, Father, if I got nothing else going on. If I got no games to go to, if I'm not too tired from work this week, if there's nothing else competing. A number of ministries, including this opportunity this past Lent, to be here on Friday nights to pray Stations of the Cross, only 35 minutes, and yet we've had very poor attendance. We've looked at the possibility of a purchase of a church in Frederick. We had very little turnout the other night when the sellers were here. And again, I'm not trying to guilt anybody. I'm just trying to create a picture of where we are. There's a lack of excitement. There's a lack of perhaps vision. At a baptism, this should be an opportunity for all of us to come together as church family. And I realize Saturdays are oftentimes set aside for other things, but we shouldn't have more visitors here than our own people for a baptism. Now I'm saying this in telling you that, as a boss of mine once said, the fish stinks from the head. So to the extent that we are not spiritually healthy, is the extent to which I have failed in my own leadership, in my own ability to inspire, to motivate, to call each of you to a committed life in being the church, the visible church. So I repent before you. And to the extent that I have failed, I stand asking your forgiveness, and I pray that you certainly extend me that grace, even as I extend grace to you, because it begins really with being accountable to one another. We are the church. Besides the holy mysteries, we hold each other accountable. We spur one another on. We are disappointed in our failures, but we rejoice in our victories. We rejoice in what God is setting before us. And I don't want this to be all bad news, because even as we come into Passion Tide, even as we come into the reality of what this week and leading into Holy Week is, we understand and recognize the awful reality of the malaise, the malady of broken humanity. And we are reminded of the very precious cost at which our own redemption came in our Lord's suffering for you and for me. But it's not all bad news, because we don't abide in Passion Tide, do we? We journey through it. We journey through it in order to arrive at that glorious place, that place of hope and resurrection and redemption and new life. As we are closing out the Lenten season, this is an opportunity for us to be confronted. To be confronted with our own lack of commitment, with our own lack of personal discipline, with our own lack of prayer, Our own lack of maintaining the fast. Our own indifference towards others and towards the very church of Jesus Christ. If I announce that the President of the United States would be here next Sunday, or even the bishop, our bishop, was paying a visit, I can guarantee you we would have a full church. We would have people committed to being here. But it's not just about showing up. It's about recognizing that it's not the President of the United States, it's not even the bishop, but it's Christ himself who is present in the mysteries. It is Christ himself who is present here with all the saints gathered around the altar. It is Christ who is present and incarnate in you and me. Let us regain the fire. Let's get the fire back in our belly. Let us be real and honest with ourselves and the many failures of our walk, of our Christian piety. For we have opportunity to make our confession. We have opportunity to be accountable to each other. And we have opportunity to go on to the next place that God is calling us to. You see, Jesus in our gospel lesson this morning confronted the religious leaders, the Pharisees. These were the men, the pious, the learned, who knew all about the law. They were the doctors of the law. And yet, their faith was one that was superficial. Just following through the motions. And Jesus said that they were like whitewashed tombs. All white on the outside, but full of rottenness on the inside. And I think that as we conduct our own self-examinations, as we conduct our own honest self-examinations, we may come to the reality that we are not a very well person inside. That there is death, there is rottenness, there is decay. There is a falling away from our first love, our Lord Jesus. This is his church. He's present. Let's get excited about that. Let's be committed to where Christ is calling us. In closing, I wanted to share with you, since many of you did not have the opportunity to be here Friday night with Adam Roberts from the Archdiocese, who was here for one purpose, for a couple of purposes, one of which was to film some of our services. He wanted to get some video of us praying Stations of the Cross, but he's doing a film on the Western Rite. And part of that is to not only in order to reach those who are unchurched, but also to help evangelize or send the message to other Orthodox Christians who know little about the Western Rite. And for them to understand the fullness of our faith, both in the, as expressed in the Eastern and the Western Rite. But he was also here in order to tell us about the Becoming Truly Human initiative that has been reworked. And one of the things that he said, Adam said, as he stood up here before us and telling us that he was, even though he's part Lebanese, he was raised in the South in a Pentecostal church. It was as a result of looking at Orthodoxy that he found himself into the Orthodox faith. And he said that as a Lebanese American, second, third generation, whatever he is, and that he previously knew little about the Western Rite. And even as he came back to the church, even as he came to Orthodoxy, he became excited when he began to realize that the Western Rite was this small enclave within the church. But it was, even though it was a minority within a minority church of our country, Adam stood up here and he declared, he said, I truly believe that it is you all, it is the Western Rite, which is going to missionize and evangelize and bring the American people to the Holy Orthodox faith. More than the Eastern Rite, which is often seen as very exotic and ethnic. And so this was an encouragement to me. This was an encouragement that we should keep on keeping on. That we should continue to share the message. That we should continue to incarnationalize the good news that Christ has come. That Christ is present in our body, in our ministries, in the work that we are doing. That his body, the church of for 2,000 years, the church of Christ and the apostles, is a church that is visible and manifest, even here in this little village of Lewistown, Maryland. But only to the extent that we acknowledge our own continued need for healing, our own maladies, our own spiritual sickness and frailty, as we continue to recommit ourselves to our Lord and to one another. Because we cannot commit ourselves to the Lord if we do not commit ourselves to one another and building true community. True community. True ministry. As we continue to manifest the glorious reality of a God who loves each of us, that even in our darkness, even in our despondency and depression, even in our failures, our Lord is bringing us to a new place, to another level. No more excuses. No more excuses. Are you with the church? Are you not? Are you with Christ? Or are you not? Let us, as Christ did, die to self so that he might live, so that we may manifest and make visible for the whole world the glorious church of our Lord, the place of salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.